This is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman. The governor of the U.S. state of California has expressed optimism President Trump will do as promised and support the state as it battles one of the worst wildfires in its history. Mr. Trump visited California over the weekend.
Nobody would have ever thought this could have happened. So the federal government is behind you. We're all behind each other. I think we can truly say, Jerry, right? And Jerry and I have been speaking, and Gavin and I have now gotten to know each other, and we're all going to work together, and we'll do a real job.
At least 77 people have died so far in the fires, more than 1,200 still missing. President Trump said he would not intervene if his acting attorney general decides to alter a special counsel investigation into Russia's interference in the 2016 U.S. presidential election. Here's VOA's Lotitsa Hoch.
President Trump has repeatedly called for the end of the probe that he calls a witch hunt. Following the midterm elections, he promptly fired Attorney General Jeff Sessions, who had recused himself from the probe, replacing him with Matthew Whitaker, a Justice Department official who had criticized the investigation in the past. Concerns that Trump might use Whitaker to end the probe sparked protests in several U.S. cities. Trump says he will not interfere in Whitaker's job, even if Whitaker decides to curtail Mueller's probe. Zlatica Hoch, VOA News, Washington.
Israel's ruling coalition remained intact today after a key minister backed off from his threat to withdraw his party from Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's government. Mr. Netanyahu cautioned that due to the security situation, it would be irresponsible at this time to send his government into a minority and bring about early elections. This is VOA News. President Trump, in an interview on Fox News Sunday, said his administration has the audio recording of the murder of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi at the Saudi consulate in Istanbul, but he does not want to hear the recording.
There's no reason for me to hear it. In fact, I said to the people, should I? They said, you really shouldn't. There's no reason. I know everything that went on in the tape without having to.
And what happened?
It was very violent, very vicious, and terrible.
Saudi Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman is suspected of orchestrating that murder, but has denied any knowledge. Meantime, Roy Blunt, a senator from President Trump's Republican Party, appeared on ABC's This Week, where he said it looks like the Saudi Crown Prince was involved in Khashoggi's death.
Certainly the way you look at Saudi Arabia and the way it runs, it's hard to imagine something like this could happen without the Crown Prince knowing, but I don't know that we absolutely know that yet.
U.S. State Department says Washington is determined to hold accountable all those responsible for the killing. The U.S.-led coalition has denied reports its airstrikes targeted Islamic State militants in eastern Syria had killed dozens of civilians. Coalition insisted it only struck legitimate militant targets. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights said more than 40 people, mostly civilians, were killed. Some of the Central American migrants now are in Tijuana, Mexico, where they and some local residents say they are not welcome. Meanwhile, U.S. troops sent by President Trump to the border continue to patrol California and Texas borders with Mexico. Here's AP's Julie Walker.
In Tijuana, there are protests by hundreds of residents over the nearly 3,000 migrants that are there now after caravanning from Honduras. The locals chanted out, out at a demonstration a mile from the U.S. border. They call the caravan an invasion and have concerns their taxes might be spent on the migrants as they wait possibly months to apply for asylum. Meanwhile, at the border crossings in California and Texas, crews continue to install towering panels of metal bars, and troops wrap barbed wire around barriers while military helicopters carrying Border Patrol agents fly overhead. I'm Julie Walker.
And in U.S. politics, Florida State Governor Rick Scott won a Senate seat by 10,000 votes, defeating incumbent Democrat Bill Nelson. The fight for Nelson's Senate seat had been particularly acrimonious, with both sides filing lawsuits. Scott, President Trump, and other Republicans have accused Nelson of trying to steal the election, while Nelson had alleged Scott was trying to stop officials from counting every ballot. Mr. Trump called the situation a disgrace. I'm Steve Norman, VOA News.